Text 3. You will hear a student sharing about her cruise to nowhere. Good morning, Mr. Lingam and classmates. Today, my presentation is about a cruise to nowhere that my family and I enjoyed last year. I will share what we did on the cruise. First, when we boarded the cruise ship, we did not know our way around. We kept getting lost, and it took a long time to find our restaurant. My mother was quite exhausted and wished that we had ordered room service so that food would be delivered to our cabin. My father was happy that we found the restaurant after a few rounds of wandering because the waiter served us and we did not have to get up to get our own food. Apparently, the buffet on the upper deck was crowded and people had to line up to get food from the buffet table themselves. We were pampered by our excellent waiter. We brought lots of games because we thought it might be boring to sail to nowhere. My sister had packed her Monopoly set and table tennis rackets, but it turned out that there were many exciting things to do on the ship, like ice skating, rock climbing, surfing, and so on. We did not manage to skate because the tickets were sold out and the queue for rock climbing was super long, so we gave up. Still, we had lots of fun learning to surf and playing on the basketball court with other children. I think the most exciting part of the cruise was exploring the ship rather than all the activities on board. The ship was enormous and there were lifts on it. After getting lost a few times, we knew the way pretty well. We explored the bridge and cockpit, where we met the captain of the ship. He was not an American, as we had expected, but a Chinese man from Shanghai. We each stood in line this time for a special individual shot with him. Here is the photo of that beautiful memory.